We are heading to the Thunderline every Friday night. It's the Country Club with DJ Silver here on Thunder 102. And we get a chance to talk to the man himself this morning because he is on his way to Thunder Country Thursday with Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and 1,000 Horses. Welcome to Thunder Country. DJ Silver, how are you?
Great. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys taking your time for me.
I tell you what, this is a pleasure. And first of all, our Thunderheads loving the Country Club, so thank you for such a great program. We enjoy it every Friday evening.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you taking a chance on believing in a dream that something's a little different than regular country. I appreciate you guys believing in me and putting it on your station.
Well, we enjoy it, and our Thunderheads got a taste of what you do live. The last time Jason Aldean was here in Thunder Country at Bethelwood Center for the Arts.
Sure.
Thrilled that you're coming back. And what a tour it's been so far. I heard things have been going really great.
Man, absolutely. And it's so cool. You know, this is our second runaround with Thomas Rhett. We had him as an opening act a few years ago, if y'all remember.
Mm-hmm.
His only song he had on the radio was Beer with Jesus.
Yes.
And to see a friend and somebody like Thomas Rhett come as far as he has with song after hit after hit, and it's couldn't happen to a better person, and I'm proud to call him one of my good friends, and I'm so happy to be able to come back into Bethel with, you know, me and Jason and my boys, 1,000 Horses. You guys are gonna love them if you haven't seen them.
And speaking of Thomas, you know, as a DJ, I'm sure, you know, one thing I love about Thomas Rhett, yep, is just every song sounds different, especially, mm-hmm, with the new album. It's one I call it my workout album because I can get myself going and then, like, you know, you can mellow out a little bit during your cool down. And as a DJ, you must love somebody like Thomas because there's so much to work with.
Well, that's kind of how we actually met the first time. He had a song called Front Porch Junkies out. And I found an acoustic version on YouTube, and I ripped it off of YouTube, and kind of took me days to master it, and I made a mix to it, and it used to be my walk-in music, and I think his daddy heard it and told him about it. And that's how I ran into Thomas, and that was, you know, obviously a few years back, and like you said, every song is fun, is exciting. It doesn't sound like the song in front of it. It doesn't sound like the song after it. It makes you want to sit there and just push play and listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, we love when we get a chance to talk to Thomas, and seeing him the last time here at Bethel Woods, and really what a gentleman he is too. And we always love the phrase that he coined in talking to us here on Siliberto and Semirano. Michelle was talking to him about the diversity, and he said a good song is a good song.
And you're welcome for that, yeah, by the way. That came from me.
Now we hear the truth.
Now you're getting the rest of the story. No, we were talking one day, and it was like, he's like, I don't understand what this is, and I don't know if I should put this out. I said, dude, I heard this from a guy in L.A. a long time ago. Good music is good music is a good music. A good song is a good song. So, I mean, he at least regretted me on that one for a minute. Good Lord.
Well, he didn't, so we'll have to have a word with him about that.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. Next phone call is Thomas Rhett.
There you go. Hey, we've had a chance to really talk extensively with our Thunderheads about the show coming up. We've given away tickets. We've had some great promotions, a contest couple, the whole nine yards. With that being the case, let me ask you to again, I know you and I had talked about this when you spoke with Michelle and I before, but once again, because we have more and more new Thunderheads that join our Thunder 102 listening family each and every week. One more time, how did DJ Silver come about? Because what you do is so unique.
Well, I've always, you know, played nightclubs and made a living in college and did this. And I had a very famous DJ. I saw him one night, and I'm not trying to rip you off. I'm not trying to be you, but how does a small town kid get out of this and do something on a bigger scale? He was like, I'm a rock guy. What are you? I was like, I'm a redneck, bro. And he was, he just chuckled. He's like, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but just believe in yourself. And I always have. And, you know, and I put out the first Country Club mix CD almost 11 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I sold 10,000 copies of it out of nightclubs. Just like only at my live shows. And it was just, you know, of course you have people that don't understand it or don't want to understand it. And I think, you know, if I could push any one thing across to people, is I'm just trying to play country music for people that wouldn't give country a chance so they can understand how great country music is. It's not all lonely people and your dog running off. I mean, it's fun, it's a good time. It's, it's a party. It's a country club, you know.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, let Michelle and I give you some advice to advance your career. Just remember one thing: a good song is a good song.
Well, speaking of good songs, man, my new record comes out Friday.
Wow, fantastic. Let's tell our Thunderheads a little bit more about that, because we're going to get information up. Thunder102.com, Thunder102 Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Where can our Thunderheads get it as of Friday?
Hopefully every one of you guys go to iTunes and spend $1.19, 29 cents, whatever it is, and pick it up. It's called Just Got Paid. It's featuring my buddy Austin Webb, released through Sony Nashville. It was basically... I've always, since I signed with Sony, I always wanted to do my own record. They're like, no, I don't know. So I said, basically, screw it. I went to the album, went to the studio, called my boys, and we got in there and we wrote and produced my entire own album. And every track was cut by a major artist except this one, and I kept this one for myself.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, like Colt Ford, Charles Kelly, names like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept this song. Everybody, we had many offers for this song, but I kept it because I wanted to come out and just show. Yeah, we can do this, but I want to show the world that I can write music. So we wrote it, produced it, played the instrument, sang it. I actually took it to Sony, and they said, "Well, you know, what's the budget? What do you owe you? How much were the players?" Like, it's free. I made the artwork. I paid for the video, and they just can't understand for the life of them how it didn't cost them $1.5 million to shoot a video.
Wow.
And so, with all that said, it comes out on iTunes Friday. We're getting a ton of great press, And my goal in this is to be the first DJ to ever have a number one song in country music.
Wonderful. We're going to get the info out to our Thunderheads, and we will be behind you, my friend.
I appreciate you. We've tested it. They sent it out to 20 stations, 20 of the biggest radio stations nationwide with 50 other songs, and it tested number one or number two in every city.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we got big hopes for this. And like I said, if it don't, I'm going to look like a fool. But whatever, wouldn't be the first time. But a good song is a good song.
That's right. Remember that, and it'll take you a long way, okay?
Yeah, but it's called Just Got Paid, and it comes out Friday. I mean, it literally, probably on your way driving home from Bethel, you'll be able to get it on iTunes.
There you go, Thunderheads. While they're listening to the Bethel Country Club on Friday night, yeah, they can purchase it right then and there, too. Yeah. So
I send it there, and we're doing a huge Shazam thing with it. Shazam contacted me. They're doing a whole Shazam interaction thing with me. So when you hear the song, you can Shazam it, and it pulls up my website, my Instagram, my Twitter. And for some reason, there's pictures of my hot wife everywhere on this thing.
And speaking of your wife and, you know, a new album coming out, well, I guess it's like timely because that's like kind of your new baby, and then you're going to have another new baby and an actual new baby come the fall.
So excited. I got a text from Jim Evans this morning going, "You're a month away from being a daddy," and it just kind of, the world just hit me. I was like, oh, good Lord. But we're so excited. Jenna's at home. I finally talked her in. She was traveling with me. I finally talked her into staying at home and just get ready to be a mom, and we get the house ready. And we're welcoming baby Silver in last week of August, first week of September. But I got 4 days off, so it better come in those 4 days.
Well, there you go. You got to schedule these things properly. We're on the Roscoe Beer Thunderline with DJ Silver, the Country Club, every Friday night here on Thunder 102. And he's coming to Thunder Country Thursday with Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and 1,000 Horses, Bethelwood Center for the Arts. Hey, the last time we talked to you, weren't we talking about the confusion between your wedding and Jason Aldean's wedding?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that great? I pay to rent out the entire hotel in the Dominican Republic. And it pops up on freaking TMZ that Jason Aldean and DJ Silver have a double wedding. I don't know anything about shoes or anything, but my wife wanted a pair of these Louboutin things. I don't know. So I called Janet Kramer. She's like the classiest woman I know. And I said, hey, where did I get these? So she sends me to this number in Paris. It takes me forever to get a hold of and order these shoes. And all I know is I spent more money on these shoes than I probably spent on anything in my entire life for myself. And it pops up. Jason Aldean buys Brittany Kerr brand new pair. I'm going to stab him.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You could just give him the bill for them then if he bought them.
That's what I was thinking.
If y'all have ever met Jason, you know he ain't picking the bill.
Oh, and by the way, our Thunderheads know that Jana and I have history ever since she was hitting on me in Nashville. And you'll notice if you go to thunder102.com, there's pictures of her backstage at Bethelwood Center for the Arts just throwing yourself at me. The security guard was there. I don't know why, but you could see she was just threw herself at me.
I met you. I get it. It's why my wife don't come around.
That's why he's making her stay home.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Hey. Come to New York, girl.
Yeah, cool. This whole, you know, we're having a baby, you need to stay home and nest is just a cover.
Hey, we're hoping we get a chance to see you on Thursday. We're going to be broadcasting live, of course, prior to the gates opening. And you're more than welcome, my friend, to come on up and join us. You can't miss us. We're right between the two main market sheds, right near the entrance gates, and we'd love to have you come up and join us if you can.
Well, y'all shoot me a time, and I'll make it happen. I'll see if I can't bring some friends with me.
All right, that'd be great.
And you know, we can't thank you enough. Our Thunderheads are just loving the Country Club, you're part of our Thunder 102 family here. So welcome to our crazy family, and we're honored to have you here.
Thank you. I'm proud to be part of it. I hope you guys feel the time and effort we put into the thing. And literally, we said, I mean, we get home on a Monday, we hit the studio on Tuesday, and we'll stay up till daylight. Every show is done by hand. It's not pre-recorded, and it's nothing to see sunlight pop up on Wednesday trying to get this radio show done. And so I appreciate you guys letting me express myself and put it on the radio with us.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And being that you are part of the Thunder 102 family now for quite a while, I just want to let you know that actually today was Michelle's day. I think I did it on Monday and some of our other people last week. But your turn to buy lunch is coming soon, okay?
Hey, all right. I'll take you to catering. I think it's free.
Sounds good.
He has to wait till after the new album comes out on Friday.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Hopefully, Daddy's gonna be another tax bracket.
Hey, DJ Silver, thank you. One, as Michelle said, for the great show that we have the honor of presenting to our Thunderheads because of you. Thank you for your time today, and we really look forward to seeing you again on Thursday at Bethel Wood Center for the arts. It's going to be a pleasure.
It always is a good time, and I appreciate you guys, and I look forward to coming and taking a few pictures with everybody. So you let me know where it's at. I'll text you time, and then you can announce it. Hopefully I get to meet everybody out there listening.